I've been enjoying it. I felt like I settled in quickly and the football's been good. The lads have been good to me. So, yeah, so far I've got no complaints, really enjoying it.
I know the manager's said to us a couple of times when you've come on as a substitute, Jack must think I'm stupid, leaving him out of the team when he comes on and plays the way he does. Have you found it a little bit stop-start in that respect?
Yeah, obviously I've been in and out of the team a little bit, but at the same time I've got loads of good attacking options and there's a lot of good competition, so I can understand he's got a hard decision to make, but it's up to me to try and force my way into the team, so it comes to the point where he can't leave me out.
Certainly second half against Bury, when yourself and Bradley were playing together, you bossed that game between you, didn't you?
Yeah, we enjoy playing together. I think we link up well. I think we look for each other and we're the same type of players when it comes to on the ball. Like, we want to do the same kind of thing. So, yeah, obviously, I enjoy playing with him. So, yeah, that was enjoyable.
What about Saturday? It was a game where you were so in control of until the 45th minute, wasn't it? And then it was perhaps one of the ugliest second halves that Rovers have had this season.
Yeah, I think that sums up. We was in cruise control first half for most of it. Obviously, 2-0 up. Felt like it could have been 3-4, like, that's the way the game was going, and then literally they got their one goal from a corner, and then yeah, the game changed second half. They obviously got a bit up for it and we just couldn't seem to get control of the game again, which was annoying. But then at the same time, when the game goes like that, you've got to stick it out and get the 3 points, which we done, so there's still positives to take from even from the second half.
They had a free kick that David saved, but people couldn't actually say you were under the cosh that second half. It just didn't really happen for you going forward, did it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just couldn't seem to string a good amount of passes together. We couldn't really get good control of the ball, which was annoying. But yeah, like you say, they didn't create many chances either. We were still in control. I felt comfortable. Obviously, it was annoying and frustrating that we couldn't be more dominant in the game, but I still didn't feel like we was going to concede. I still felt like we had control defensively. So yeah, that we had nothing to worry about.
Such an exciting time of the season, isn't it now?
Yeah, always it's great to be part of a team pushing for automatic promotion. So, top of the table at the moment this time of the year. So, yeah, we're delighted about that. And, yeah, it's great to be involved in this situation and just hopefully we keep winning.
With you telling me the exact truth, what happens when you get in that dressing room? Do you look at Wigan and Shrewsbury results as soon as you get in there?
It does get mentioned pretty much straight away. But the most important thing is we get our points. So, like, if we lost and then they lost, that doesn't make us happy. Like, we want to win, and if they win, then they win. But at the moment, it's in our control now. We're a point ahead of Shrewsbury on the same games. I know we're going to have a couple games in hand, but we've still got to play them. So a lot is in our control. So as long as we keep winning, then we'll be all right.
That's a big one to look forward to, isn't it, Wigan? That's the sort of games you want to be involved in, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a massive game, and it's a six-pointer, really, obviously. Yeah, it'll be great to be involved in that game, and if we can get the win, it'll be massive for us.
Stating the obvious, Jack, if you win all your remaining games, you're in the Championship.
Yeah, exactly, which is great opportunity for the boys. We all know that, so that's the plan, and we just want to do everything we can to get up there.
Just tell us about the support that you've found since you've been at Blackburn Rovers. A lot of people around this place have probably not in recent years known it anywhere near as good as this. Just how important are they at the moment?
Yeah, massive. I think Walsall was a great example of that. It was as if it was a home game, the amount of fans we had. Like, it was class, it was great to be involved in. It gives you that little extra edge. The home games I've been involved with, the atmosphere is great, the noise is great. Yeah, the support's fantastic, and it obviously makes a massive difference. Hopefully they know that, but yeah, obviously we appreciate it, and the support's been great.
In some ways, it's all about repaying them, isn't it, to get this job done?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even Portsmouth away is a good example on a Tuesday night. Like, that's a massive long round trip, and we managed to get the 3 points, and a lot of lads give their shirts to them. So yeah, it's just ways of proving that we are grateful for their support. It's really good.
Sold out for Wimbledon this Tuesday night as well. It's going to be freezing. In London, it's going to be bigged up even more that it's the coldest night we've ever seen recorded in history. But they've sold out for Wimbledon away. I mean, that is some going on a Tuesday as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's really good. Obviously, another Tuesday night, it's a long trip, and the fact that they'll make the effort to go down there is great. So we've got to do everything we can to repay the support and hopefully go there and get the 3 points.
Special memories of Wimbledon?
Yeah, good memories. I scored my first goal and my second goal shortly after, and yeah, that good night for me personally.
Did it seem ages ago?
Yeah, it does seem like a long way ago, but I remember the night very clearly. It was an enjoyable game. Unfortunately, we didn't actually go through. We went to penalties. I scored my penalty as well, so that was good. But yeah, so it was a good night for me, one I remember fondly, but unfortunately we didn't go through that night.
It's a massive night in anyone's career, isn't it, to get their first career goals and to get two. There's some going.
Yeah, definitely, it's important. I think it helped me. It was like I've started the following league game, so it was the first time I really got into the team. So yeah, it was massive for me. The first goal was just little poacher's goal, but then the second goal was like a nice goal from the edge of the area, which was a great feeling for me. So yeah, it's something I always remember. Like every time I think about Wimbledon, it reminds me of my first goal. So yeah, it was important for me.
And I know you weren't here when the two teams played earlier this season, but Wimbledon won at Ewood Park, which was one of the bigger surprise results of the season. As a set of players, you owe them one, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you lose, you want to get your own back on them. But even at this stage of the season, every game's a cup final. Every game, we're desperate to win, get the 3 points, and we'll be looking to do no different tomorrow. And obviously, the fact that they beat us at our place will just give us that little extra edge that hopefully pushes us over the line.
You're expecting them to be scrappy in your face, try and upset you as much as possible?
Yeah, I know it's a tight pitch and they'll probably try and make it ugly for us, but I think we've got the players to oversee that will hopefully get us on the ball and just be creative and make chances and get goals. So yeah, they'll probably try and make it scrappy for us, but we've all been around long enough to know how to deal with that, and hopefully we get the better of them.